Page 121. Exercise A. Listen to three news reports on globalization-related topics. After each report, complete each statement so that it is true, according to the information presented in the report. Listen again if necessary. Report 1.
According to an annual report prepared by the World Watch Institute, consumers in developing countries have been catching up with those in developed countries in the purchase of non-essential luxury goods, such as electronic gadgets and entertainment systems. And they warn that this increase in consumption of luxury goods will have a negative impact on the environment, as the production of these goods puts more pressure on the Earth's supplies of water and other natural resources. Gary Gardner, Director of Research for World Watch, believes we need to figure out how we can provide people all over the world with an adequate standard of living using the lowest amount of resources. If we fail to do this, he warns, supplies of natural resources may be threatened.
Report 2.
A new report is available from the Pew Global Attitudes Project, which conducts extensive research on attitudes about globalization around the world. A recent survey conducted among respondents from over 44 countries has revealed that people continue to be concerned about social and economic issues, their country's standard of living, deteriorating working conditions, and the growing gap between the rich and the poor. Yet despite that, the majority of respondents were not inclined to blame these concerns on globalization. Their attitudes about globalization remain positive.
Report 3.
Did you know that the Starbucks Coffee Company, the US-based company that has opened its highly recognizable coffee shops worldwide, opened its first shop in the city of Seattle in 1971? Since then, the company has opened more than 21,000 stores in 65 countries on six continents, from Peru to Saudi Arabia to Korea. Starbucks has changed the way the world sees coffee. Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz described their success this way. Quote, Starbucks has a universal language. Because of the quality of the coffee, the social atmosphere, the romance, all of these things are as relevant in Singapore and China as they are in Zurich or Seattle, unquote. Starbucks also presents itself as a socially conscious company, giving to local charities and working to preserve the environment.